Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich be listening tomorrow morning, sometime during the show, for your chance to score a pair of tickets to Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. When you hear Brad Marchand sing Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham, be caller number 63 and you'll get those tickets. Gear up for the Stanley Cup Final with Bruins exclusives by stopping by the Boston Pro Shop at TD Garden. Receive 1 hour free parking validation in the North Station garage with purchase until 5 p.m. or online at bostonproshop.com.
Already we have a problem. We have a problem on this side of the room. Apparently.
Says who?
Apparently we have a problem that the chair for the Lord of Hockey over here is a problem.
Me? No, that's my wife.
Well, what does he have to do?
I just asked Billy, could you be any more miserable right now since the moment he got in here?
Lord Jaffe is not pleased with the surroundings.
I had one of those crappy night's sleep.
Is that what it is? So you're going to take it out on us. We never get crappy nights of sleep.
You had to get here at 8 o'clock.
Wow.
That is something.
Got up at 6:30, did you? 7 o'clock?
Yeah, just like
I didn't have hair to do. So. I didn't go to bed till 2.
Wow. 5 hours of sleep, boy. That's
I wish I got five.
Were you partying? Did you go out?
I wish.
Why were you up till 2?
I skated last night, and then I came home, and, you know, you eat and have a beer, and, you know, next thing you know, you're up until, I don't know. Dude, I don't know. I'm a bad sleeper.
Well, listen. I mean, how many people have to get to work by 8? Not many.
This is work.
What?
And this is work.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, how many people have to get up and be at work at 8?
I know.
There's so many people sympathizing with you right now.
No, they're all saying I'm a jackass. I get it. I understand.
Well, that's
It's more than this. It's the low rider chair.
Uh-huh.
It's the low rider.
What the hell do you care what chair you're in?
Well, I just feel low.
Okay.
Are you upset? I feel low every day of my life.
I'm just going to say Ty is taller than you today. Is that the problem?
Never a problem with Ty.
All right.
Never a problem. Ty. He can be taller. He can be shorter. He's here. But I feel like I'm laying down again. But it's all good. I'm here.
All right. Well,
traffic
Billy,
wasn't bad.
Okay. Well, the whole scene, you've set the scene of your misery. All right. So Zdeno Chara,
yes.
It's been reported that he has a broken jaw.
Yes.
Now, you have been around the game of hockey almost your entire life.
Yes.
Is this something that can be played through?
It depends, from what I'm told, on the type and meaning the and there's displacers, there's cracked, there's completely shattered or whatever. I mean, thankfully, I've never had it. Now, my buddy JR had one, and he feels that he probably could have played.
Jeremy Roenick, sorry.
He's crazy enough, he would have played with it the next day. From what I'm told, it's about the wiring and about getting it set. There's obvious reasons that the doctors said you're not cleared to play. There's obvious reasons that they said that the other night. And can he play with it if that's what it is? I don't know because we don't know the exact nature just yet. We'll find out today, and I know that's a bad answer, but we'll find out today. And he'll probably have 6 hours in a dental chair as well if he had already didn't start the process yesterday.
Okay, so what, in your opinion, was there anything – any chance he was going to play in Game 4 when he came back on the bench with the full mask?
No. It was told to Bruce Cassidy. And remember now, they flew home yesterday, so we didn't see them yesterday, didn't talk to him yesterday. You know, there's not a lot of communication as well going on in the playoffs. But he was told, Bruce was told, not cleared, not can't play. There.
So why would Chara go back on the bench?
Because he wanted to be out there with his team as a. It's a visual. It's a vibe. It's a support thing. I don't. You know, we were talking right when he came out, and we thought, well, maybe he would do it in case there was a too many men penalty, or, you know, a bench minor where a player had to serve the penalty. But then when you think about it more, if he's not playing, why would they put him in that spot where he had to come out of the penalty box to play? And then it comes to find out after the game that he wasn't cleared to play. He was. They told, again, going by Bruce's words, you know, Butch is as open as they come as far as NHL coaches go. He was, not cleared to play. This is what he was cleared for. And the people might say, well, why did they put a mask on him then? Well, because they put a mask on him because they didn't want him getting hit again if an errant puck or a stick came onto the bench area. That's it. So that's why he came out. It's in his DNA to be there for the team. That's what it is.
All right, we were talking to Ty about this earlier, and Ty, your idea is to carry seven defensemen.
Yeah, for game five, I don't know how you feel about this. I know it's a rare thing to do this time of year, but...
Not if you're Tampa.
That's the thing, right?
Tampa did it for a long time. You know who hates seven defensemen?
Who?
The D-men.
Yeah. Beers was saying that, and it's worked out opposite in the series, but he was saying that defensemen prefer it when it's five.
Yeah, they do. They do because it's a flow thing. And you know you're going to get more ice time. Actually, you know who hates the 7D are the number 6 and 7D.
Right.
Now, with that said, in this time of year, I think everybody understands the situation. And, you know, you're going to have two guys that are going to come in that if you played them more than 12 minutes, we'd all be surprised. Maybe 13 given on the day, but let's just call it 11 or 12 for your number six. Now what you're saying is to both your 6 and 7, there's a good chance that one of you is going to get 3 or 4. The problem with that, and the other one will get eight or nine minutes, and it becomes situational when you utilize them. Offensive zone faceoff, most likely not on the PK for either one of those guys, but you're going to use them in offensive zone against a third, fourth line, et cetera, et cetera. With all that said, you know, this is such a special time of year that the antennas are going to be up. Everybody's going to be on board with it. And, you know, you're one game away putting yourself into a spot, and this is pretty obvious, to win or lose the ultimate in hockey. And so everybody's on board. But in a regular season, teams hate 70.
Okay, so you have predicted this pretty much right so far.
Yep.
In that you had them split. You like the Bruins in six.
Yep.
And you had them splitting in Boston, and you had them splitting in St. Louis. Given what's happened over the course of this series, are you sticking with that prediction?
I am. I'd like to know maybe Matt Grizzlick's okay to play.
Okay, so let's start with that. I know that they give you no information.
We don't know.
Ty, feel free to jump in whenever you want. But because I'm speaking to both of you. But we'll never know about Grizzlick's condition.
Well, you'll know in the sense of if he's playing or not, in the sense, you know, you're saying we won't know exactly where he's at. No, but again, Bruce is, even in the playoffs, Bruce hasn't shut down. He hasn't turned the information spigot off. And
right.
So, you know, he's not telling you exactly what it is. It's not hard to figure out. It's an upper body, as an above the shoulders type of injury with Grizzlick. But is he okay to play? I think Bruce would even tell us whether it's today or tomorrow. Today there's practice at about 11:30, and I think practice skates are 11:30 and 1:30 today for both teams. St. Louis is here again. They're already here. Bruce will either – he may say, look, I don't have an update, or you know what? He's skating, but he's not practicing, or something like that. If Grizzlick can't play, now you're down Grizz, and let's assume Chara. But, again, that's a big assumption for another 8 hours. Actually, more than 8 hours because – you have until tomorrow at 8.
Is there a situation where he can go, where Chara can go, I'm playing, and they can go, because Grizzlick can't, because of the rules, I would imagine, with the league and everything, that you got to clear a concussion.
Yes.
Protocol.
Yes.
Is there a situation where Chara can just go, I'm playing? Even with the doctors advising.
Overriding the doctors?
Yes.
It'd be rare. It'd be really unique.
It would be. Given that the trust and the faith that they have in their medical staff and their training staff and the communication they have.
I understand, and this wouldn't be an indictment on the training staff.
No, I know what you're saying. I think medically speaking, they said, this is too dangerous for you to play. Taking Zdeno Chara's strength, fortitude, will into consideration as well. Because a good medical staff understands what that player their threshold and what they're about. But they still, if they're so emphatic that, no, this is too dangerous, I don't think he could override them. I don't, I mean, I, if they're saying you could put yourself in a severe, significant harm, and we're not talking about you could, you know, I don't know. I mean, if they're saying your jaw is whatever, and I'm not a doctor, as we know, that there's a lot of stuff out there that could come from that, I think it would be hard to. But if there's a chance, and if it's up to Z, then my guess is Z would say in.
All right, so Ty, and you think that because he's such an animal that there is a good chance that he'll play.
I think he's crazy enough to do it.
I don't think there's any disagreement. I don't have any disagreement that he's crazy enough to do it. I know again, like, you know, I remember when Jared did his jaw years and years ago, he would do it in a heartbeat like that. It's in your DNA. It's in your DNA. It becomes about, can you breathe? Can you, what's your pain threshold? What can you handle with regard, you know, what, you know, if you get hit and then you can't function because that part of your body gets hit, you know, said right. part, then are you a detriment to the team?
Sure.
And that's what it comes down to.
Okay, so you talked to Roenick about this. No, was his jaw?
Well, I haven't actually talked to him today yet, but in the
but
past.
You know this yeah. happened, right? So was Roenick's jaw wired shut?
Yeah.
Okay, can you breathe through your mouth? When that's, I know it's more difficult. But
more difficult from what, yeah. This is years ago when he took a slap shot off his face.
Right.
I think it was Boris Mironov or Mironov. One of them, and he took it right off his face. He also had another time that his face, I thought, maybe when he got cross-checked by Hatcher. Was that in the face again?
I think. Was that the time he had like 27 fractures or something crazy
yeah,
like that
yeah.
in his face, which is ridiculous.
Everybody says the breathing part. I think you get used to that, I think.
Okay.
But, you know, because it's regularly more out of your nose. It just becomes a comfort, discomfort thing with it set, wired. Thankfully, I haven't had that happen.
Well, you never played at a level where I could. You always had full cages. All right.
Listen, no. Anyways, yes, go ahead.
At Michigan, you played.
At Michigan, yeah, you had your cages on. Summertime, always took it off, and then played it for a while after without them. But anyways, go on.
Wait, when you were like skating in the park, roller
yeah,
skating?
Yeah, skating in the park. Roller skating, yes, with my hairy back.
Sure. See, you got ahead of you there.
Before
you could jump
back.
On
but
that.
But anyways, I heard that.
I have vitiligo, which is an incurable autoimmune disease. So you, my
okay.
friends, you
now don't
off.
You feel like crap?
No.
And
now I'm in a good mood.
And I take Paxil that makes you fat. So watch yourself. These okay. are things that are out of my control. All right, 617-779-0985. So you made fun of people with mental health issues and with disfiguring autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, Jaffe.
Yeah, I feel bad again.
617-779. You know what's funny? I don't even care
I know.
About my face. Just like I'm ugly enough. Just do what you will, Lord. 617-779-0985. Ty Anderson and Billy Jaffe, a double threat here in studio. They can answer all your Bruins questions as we head in tomorrow to Game 5, which we will have tickets for. Be listening tomorrow for Brad Marchand doing the Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go song. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening tomorrow morning, sometime during the show, for your chance to score a pair of tickets to Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final when you hear Brad Marchand sing Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham. Be caller number 63 and you'll get those tickets. Gear up for the Stanley Cup Final. with Bruins exclusives by stopping by the Boston Pro Shop at TD Garden. Receive 1 hour free parking validation in the North Station garage with purchase until 5 p.m.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Helplinema.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Game 5. Bruins Blues. You can hear it here tomorrow night. Pre-game starts at 7:30. Puck drops around 9, given that what they've been doing.
Yeah, it started a little later the other night. I thought
Gary Clark Jr.'s fine. But, like, why do they have to have him playing music?
Seriously.
Before?
Can we drop the puck at 10 after 8 instead of 8:24?
You know, I was told. If you remember game one, it was 8:20. It was actually ended up being 25 or 26. They're a minute or two late. Then game two was about 8:15. They bumped it up. Game three, you knew it would be 8:24 again due to the whole first game in St. Louis and the introduction. And then game four, I thought for sure it'd be 8:15. I thought I'd be going, and because they weren't going to do the whole intros and all that. And next thing you know, we're watching a concert that was that live or was that taped? It had to have been taped.
Yeah, there's no way that was live.
Is that actually outside the building or downtown St. Louis?
Well, it's a fan fest. I don't know where they had it.
The NHL has this inferiority complex that means that they like have to like shove things down. God. Like, hey, this guy was willing to do stuff for us.
I don't disagree about that. And they've done in the last 10 years, last decade, the NHL has done such a better job. Their events, their coordination of their events from somebody who's been around the league now for a while, which is always scary to say because now it means you're old. But, you know, 15 years ago, some of these things were kind of, really? But now the fan fest and the events and the parks and everything that they put together are so much, so well run now. But they insist on having these things. You know what hockey fans want? And I think the league gets it right in this regard. They don't bring in some... You know, they might do this concert thing, but at least they'll bring in some, you know, no name or whatever name person to sing the anthem.
Yeah.
Like most other teams, most other events do. I get the Super Bowl, it's a one game thing and it's a whole different thing. But when you're, and it's at a neutral site, when you're at home, let the home guys do it, especially if they're good. Bruins have had the fortune of having Todd do it there. But then some of these other events, Fred, I'm with you. I'm like, come on. Hockey fans want this to start.
Yes.
They want it to go. They want hockey.
Right.
They didn't tune in to see somebody who's not bad, you know, jamming away for 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, remember the first NHL award show?
I was just going to bring that up. The NHL has not improved that at all.
Well, remember who the musical guest was, though? It was Shaka Khan.
I don't watch the award show.
Is the NHL All-Star Draft when it was in Ottawa.
Oh, that was great.
And it was like 10 drunk guys in a TV studio.
Yeah.
And you could like hear everything they were
Phil
saying.
Phil Kessel sitting there by little himself. Aspect. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it was just drunk guys.
But you know what that is?
Why can't we do more of that?
You can't script that. That because that was the first time, and that was the the term organic. That was real.
Yes.
But now every year it would feel to be manufactured if you did it.
But I mean, something else will happen if you do that.
The Kessel wasn't even the story. The story was it was in a studio in Ottawa with drunk guys. Chuck, go ahead. Chuck.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, Billy, I got a question for you.
I'm here too.
That's all right.
Okay. So you know what I've seen is that Pittsburgh, St. Louis defense is extremely aggressive, not only jumping up in the play, but pinching down on pretty much everything when they're in the Bruins zone.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bruins wingers are playing around the top of the circles. The center's down low helping out. And I know the Bruins have had trouble getting the puck out of their end, obviously. what do you think about the Bruins releasing a winger or the center when they gain possession and stretching the ice a little bit to keep those guys a little more honest, number one? And when they see a defenseman jumping up in the play on the breakout, leave a guy up high. You know, leave him out beyond the blue line to keep one of those defensemen honest.
Well, with regard to the second part, Chuck, if you keep a guy, you know, if you always have a high third, the F3, as we like to, you know, call it in hockey. We sound fancy saying it. It's go to the third guy high, all right? That's what it is. If you have that guy reading the play, that guy's supposed to understand, you know, well, there's a time to, not even pinch, there's a time to be aggressive and a time to be above the puck. That's what it's about. That's what if the Bruins are regularly keeping their third guy blue line, so it's really more of like instead of three guys forecheck, it's a two guy forecheck, they're going to lose some of their identity. They're going to lose some of their, you know, the Bruins are not a passive forecheck team. Bruce Cassidy wants them being aggressive. I get what he's saying, but I don't see these guys, the Blues, I see the Blues defense going to his first part of the question being much more aggressive. That's been in their DNA since Mike Yeo is their coach. It's their DNA right now because they're big and they're strong, working the walls, coming down low. Okay. We see a lot of teams do that.
Okay, the Bruins solved that, though, in Game 3. They were, like, goading them into doing that. That's all St. Louis does, correct?
It's a big part of it. If you get support in your own zone, first of all, centers can't be above. They got to be low. If they can get speed coming up and those D start pinching, then they can, A, help their guy out in the strong side, and B, they can then get it and move it to weak side. I think what Chuck is also referring to, not to put words in his mouth, but he's talking about what something like the Toronto Maple Leafs did an awful lot against the Bruins, and then they lob the puck into the neutral zone. They get into these kind of frenetic foot races. There's a time for that. There's a time for that, but it's much easier said than done. The way that St. Louis, if they're going to gap up on you, you start shooting a guy out and you don't have control of the puck. Now all of a sudden you're playing 5-on-4 in your own zone. I'd like to see the centers and the wingers actually, maybe the wingers come down a little more. And then if you draw that D-man down even lower and you can chip it by him, then you got the weak side guy slashing across and you guys got speed coming out of your zone.
I was really hoping that guy was going to ask that really long question and be like, how about playing Yaroslav Halak? That's what I was really hoping was going to happen.
I thought he was going to say, how about playing Shane Knighty, the sheriff?
The sheriff.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
To Billy's point, I think that Vince Dunn was an incredible addition to that lineup for game four. The
different
things
than
that
what
he
they
could
have.
Do. Exactly. Yep. And it was more, we talk about the physicality and whatnot. Having a defenseman like that who could actually make plays offensively was a game changer, in my opinion, for that St. Louis blue line.
Yeah. The thing of it is, in the game one and game three, you guys know, I'm sure I talked about this, the Bruins played their game, right? That's what we saw called their game. Game two and game four, St. Louis played their game. So we're down to a best of three. I mean, this is really where it's at. You're down to a best of three of who can play their game, 2 out of 3. That's what it comes down to. And whether that means alleviating the pressure of the forecheck from the Blues, or if that means the Blues slowing down the speed of the Bruins through the neutral zone in particular. I mean, those are keys, no question about it. It seems like the Bruins, when they have issues, from a Bruins fan's perspective, I would say that they seem to have an extra half a second with the puck, or second with the puck, and that maybe that's because of the routes the Blues are taking, or it's just the Bruins say, I'm thinking instead of doing. And that gets them in trouble. And all of a sudden, the Blues take away the wall. They take away space. And then they get to their game. Which team can get to their game the next two of the three? I'm trying to simplify it here. It's just the truth. It's been so strikingly contrasting. Games 1, 3, 2, 4. It absolutely has been.
How come the Bruins didn't start well or can't start well in games 2 and 4? Because I think that had a lot to do with it. A lot to do with the Blues getting to their game.
I think the Blues,
especially in Game 4. That was remarkable considering how well the Bruins played in Game 3.
Well, you
and then
see
they
that momentum,
didn't show up.
You see the momentum. It showed up. It's the Blues. The Blues played better. The Blues played a lot better. And I think the Blues have the hockey crap scared out of them, knowing that if they lose, I mean, pretty obvious. You go down 2-0 to the Bruins. Is it not? It's not insurmountable. Highly unlikely. 3-1, same thing. And they got to their finish hits. They finished very high, an awful lot on their hits. Finish hard. Slow it down. Hockey. They got to it quicker than the Bruins could get to their game. And I don't think we see momentum from game to game, but I do think we see momentum in games in this series.
I would also point out the Blues have been quick starters all postseason. They've had quite a few wins here where they've scored in the first 2 minutes of the
six
game.
Six in a row. There's six this postseason, and in the, within 2 minutes when they score, they're 6-0.
So it's a thing. It's a real thing for them. That when they get a good start, I mean, it's hard to recover from.
Yep. What did you guys make of the officiating after there was bitching about it? Do you think that changed anything?
Yeah, I think so, and it's the second time we've seen it happen this postseason. I think Babcock did it after Game 2, and it worked when the series shifted to Toronto. So it works, and I know Billy will have a different take on this probably, but I just think that this league and these referees have to be better. This is the best crew around. They're getting worked. They're getting worked. You can't look at that game and say that they didn't fall for some of the stuff that was happening or didn't get called in Game 3 and applied to Game 4.
We basically have two different crews working the first couple of games. You know, you've had the same guys 1-3, 2-4 so far. I believe 5 and 6 are also the crews. And then 7 becomes that this is who we feel our top four guys were to make. And at times I do feel like we've seen some different styles. You have a different way of seeing you. I'm pointing to people on radio. That doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean.
We have people on Twitch that are watching you.
So
every couple dozen,
right? So you strive for consistency, right? You strive for consistency. That's always the key. But each game, again, you're going to have different eyes watching, and I think different way that they translate what they see. And I feel like we've seen a little more called, a little less, and guys called a little differently. I didn't. There were a couple of curious. Either more than anything, non-calls perhaps in the other game, in Game 4. Do I think it had a significant impact on the outcome? No, but it had impact. Yes, it isn't the reason the Bruins lost.
Okay,
it is not the reason that the Bruins lost Game 4. But yeah, we always say you don't want the officiating to have an impact in any sport. It's going to. It will, depending. You know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder too.
All right, we will be back. We will take your call, 617-779-0985. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I have a little twist to this series. Why don't we insert Shane Knighty into it? The sheriff.
Call from 2011. When there was
I have a little twist to this series. Why don't we insert Shane Knighty into it?
Why not?
The sheriff.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Ty Anderson covers the Bruins for the 98.5, the Sports Hub. You can go and get that app. Suggest that you do. You can hear the podcast on it, all those things. Billy Jaffe, who works for Nesson, the NHL Network. All right, so Ty, you have an opinion. The first two lines, especially the second line, have been anemic. And Ty, you had a thought on how to maybe fix that a little bit.
Yeah, and my thought is sit David Backes and love him as a player, love him as a person, but right now he's not giving you anything. And he hasn't played more than 10.5 minutes all series. And the idea that he's keeping the Blues honest is nonsense. They're still hitting you. David Backes isn't stopping anyone from hitting anybody anymore. And I'm not trying to personally insult the guy when I say this, but he's not giving you anything right now. And I think that line needs some more help. So I would double shift some guys there, whether it's Pastrnak, move him down, or a member of the third line, move them up there. They all have experience playing with Krejci and DeBrusque.
So I think at home, they can do that. I think if you're talking about the 11 and 7, it's a much more, for this team at this moment, I'd be surprised if they did 11 and 7 on the road.
Why? But home, what's the difference?
Well, you don't have matchup control there.
Right.
You don't. And so, therefore, that could be worth, I'll throw a number. I'm sure the Bruins have, all these teams have the number, but let's call it five matchups a game, perhaps, that you don't get to control. And that could be the difference in winning the cup or not. I mean, it could be the difference in winning that game or not, which could translate to the cup or not. At home, with the last change, you have a little bit control. That's what you have. And therefore, you can manipulate your extra winger. You know, look, you've got options if you don't dress a guy like David Backes, you can put, obviously, Pastrnak with different lines. You can rotate Charlie Coyle from, if at times, from the 3C slot up to a right wing spot.
Would you do that? I mean, as effective as Coyle's been in his current position?
Well, I would, in situations, sure. I mean, he's already doing it late in periods. He's already doing it in situations.
Did you hear Rupp with Felger and Maz talking about Coyle, you guys, and he said that he believed, Jeffy, we talked about this, that he believed that on that Minnesota team in the playoffs that he was their best postseason player.
But he didn't. But statistically, didn't get a lot of results.
But because he said at that point he hadn't kind of realized what his size can do.
Right, and that's always been the thing with Charlie. I coaches I know very well people that have coached him. The first thing they say is amazing kid, great person, really good hockey player that doesn't know how good he could be. That's what they've always said about him because of his size. You know, they say, well, we've seen it. It's played out. I remember talking to two guys that coached him in his career in Minnesota. And they, you know, always everything, just heaping praise on the person that is. And saying he could be this as a hockey player. He needs to get a little angrier at times when he plays. And he needs to get himself more from the out to the in. You know, awesome at protecting the puck, but got to play more inside and play harder. And we've seen that at times in the playoffs. We really have. It's come to fruition here in these playoffs. And I didn't know Rupper said that about him in the playoffs when they played together. But he was much younger when Rupper was there and Charlie was younger.
Must everyone have a nickname, Billy?
Yes.
I think with a Y or an ER at the end of it.
Right. I'm just used to calling Mike. I don't call him Mike. I call him Rupper.
It's a Twitter handle, I think, too. I would say this, though, that the exact thing you're talking about, that he didn't know how to use his size, he didn't know the player, how good he could be, that's why I didn't like the trade at first. I thought that you were being sold on a player who, you were being sold what he should be, not what he had been to that date. I think he's proven me wrong, 100%. He's been great, so I love the idea of putting him with Krejci and DeBrusk I think he is what they want Backes to be, if you move him up there. I think he could be that.
Well, wait a second, right, I get it. And Backes, David used to be.
Exactly.
And in fact, maybe at a higher level on that right side, just given his – David's had an unbelievable career. He really has.
But he's not like 48 years old. What has happened to him?
The game each year gets incrementally faster. Each year. And let's call it gets 1% faster, which doesn't sound like a lot. But when the game has already gotten frenetic and since – really has changed in the 04 season after that 04 lockout, okay? And that – remember they – I'm not going to go over the whole litany of rule changes, but they went to where you can't have your stick parallel to the ice, and all of a sudden people start skating more. But what ended up happening then is a new generation of hockey player got trained differently than they did before, starting in the 2000s, the early 2000s. Now those players and that style have come to everybody now can skate. Your fourth liners and some of your third liners going back to the early 2000s, early mid-2000s, were straight line only, could not really... didn't accelerate nearly as fast as the guys do now and didn't have the puck on their stick hardly at all. We get rid of the enforcers. We move out. And the point is this, Fred. The game has gotten so fast that guys that didn't rely on their skating, that relied on different elements to their game, have had a hard time keeping pace with it.
So it was just a mistake by the Bruins. They couldn't see... I know they wanted a guy in the room.
Well, they also wanted a guy on the ice that would bring a physical presence and a force. They signed him for what he had done. They absolutely did. And they felt that that was a value for them that they had to pay at that time.
But how did Sweeney misread? I think Fred's point is, how did Sweeney misread that? If you're saying the game keeps getting faster and faster, even 4 years ago or 3 years ago, you wouldn't want to sign a guy that's getting older and was slow. You saw it in the NBA. Centers now shoot threes. The game is much more wide open. And you see athletes being trained to do that.
Yeah, you don't want
to
back
GM's
to the,
drafting yeah, back to that way. The Shaquille O'Neals of the world are, you know, like dinosaurs.
Look at
this
the kid
now.
From UCF. They're saying he's too tall.
Yeah, Taco Fall. He's 7'6", but he can't defend on the perimeter.
7'6"?
Yeah.
And they're saying he's too tall.
Is he like Manute Bol, or is he better than that?
No, he's a little bigger than Bol, but he
really
has no outside shot.
Oh,
and
God.
He's literally like a woolly mammoth wandering around out there. He's a great shot blocker in college when you could play a 2-3 zone and stand under the basket. But in the NBA, you have to be able to shoot threes on the offensive end and switch and guard guards out on the perimeter on the defensive end.
And one
so
thing
that's the evolution of the game, much like hockey, which has gotten quicker. Why did Don Sweeney do that?
Yeah, and one thing that you have to question about David Backus is that he bought a house on a main road.
There we go again.
He won't give that up.
It's a good thing that you give things up easily.
He won't.
Yes. He's right there on a main road.
He won't
like
give
some
it up.
Jabroni.
Well, you live in the same town as him. Do something.
Well, he lives on a main road.
I do live on a main road.
Oh, so he's going to be on Backus'
like
side.
I'm
okay.
Fine with it.
Except I live in an apartment building. I can't say anything.
Ty, you're a young man.
Yes, you
you're an up-and-comer.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to move out to the suburbs like me, Ty.
Yeah, you're there in Medford.
Don't do it. Stay in an apartment for a long time. Stay in the city in an apartment for a long
time. Nice. I don't have to shovel like a whole driveway.
That's what he's saying. Don't worry about it. Trust me.
I've got such issues right now. Stay.
Billy's got a big house.
Oh, really?
Much bigger than mine. You know, Wallach's got a house that's bigger than mine.
Yep.
I'm in the same room with Billy. Can I ask a question that I've been meaning to ask for a while?
Okay.
No.
Well, I'm going to do it.
All right.
There's a barbershop. No, there's a hotel in Long Island right next to the Coliseum.
Oh, yeah. I used to get my hair cut down there.
Okay.
At the Long Island
Thank
Marriott.
You. This is what I was going to ask about. I was walking to the pool one day, and I walked by a picture of Billy Jaffe. Nice
when I had
shot.
Hair, when I had a lot of hair, I had mullet when I was younger, but that's going back to college and a bit after, you know, I had the hockey hair. But even in Long Island, I had enough hair that required more than just a quick, you know, 18-minute buzz up. And I would go down there. God, I can't remember. What was the name of that place? Hair something. And the people realized I lived close, you know, within 15 minutes of the Coliseum. And actually, I lived at that Marriott for my first 3 or 4 weeks when I originally went to Long Island to do the New York Islander games.
No wonder they moved the arena. If you were famous enough to get your picture up somewhere,
wow.
Yeah, they wanted. I said, okay, you can have a headshot with as long as I have hair still. And they're very nice. I can't even remember their names, but they were very nice people. And the fact that it's still up. Are you saying were you there recently?
Within the last like 5 years, yeah.
Oh, maybe they took it down.
You know, Billy's got one of them houses where the next door the kids smoke weed.
Isn't it edibles now? Isn't it all edibles?
No.
Oh.
They're out there vaping. Yeah, there's Backus right there on a main road like some jabroni. He rushed into his home purchase. He should have waited it out a little bit more. Don't you agree, Billy?
No.
You can't even back out of that driveway.
You know much more about it than I do.
Well, he's
camped out there, and he's like, told you, big
very,
mistake.
Every time
you guys leave the house.
I think they love it.
Remember what they used to say about Howie Carty, his ear to the ground? That's me and my side of Newton. You don't sneeze without me saying,
gotcha.
God bless you.
Right.
Now, the other side of Newton.
Is that on the other side of Route 9, or is that the other side of the Trader Joe's?
No, the other side of Route 9 is much nicer where I live. It's too bougie.
I see.
I live right in the heart
other side of
the
Parker Street overpass.
Right.
I got you. Yeah.
Well, we live in the wrong side. In Newton. We don't live in that part of Newton.
No,
we live in the gritty part.
He lives, but he's just nibbling at the bad part.
Once what are you talking about?
Once you get over that overpass, my Lord, we're a bulletproof pass. I'll tell you that. But there's David Backus right there in Wabin on the street.
Huh.
Right there on a main road. I mean, come on. You got the money, guy. Let's get in the neighborhood.
Push back a few blocks.
You hear me. Not much of a... All right.
Plants a sign on the front yard that says, you should move. Something like that.
If I was his real estate agent, you know, I passed the test. All right.
The nice part of town.
Oh, it's a beautiful part of town. But I mean, what are you going to back out of that driveway every day?
I've never tried it. I've never been there.
I've never seen someone so concerned about someone else's driveway.
I know. Backing out.
It's dangerous to back out onto a busy road like that. Your blind spot, you're dead.
Once in all, we have to in ours.
But you got that like circle thing.
But no, if there's a car in there, then we have to. It's tough, but you do it.
You got like a moat. You got a big house.
Yeah. I got headaches.
Yeah, but that's what you get when you buy a big house. He's got a quasi mansion.
I've got bunnies. I thought I had grubs. It's all zone beetle. I got bunnies that are tearing apart my yard. That's the one thing that I do regularly out there.
You kill them?
I'm hoping to. They're one thing that are, I mean, I get it that they're laying their baby bunnies, and I mean, they are tearing up. All of a sudden, yard was unbelievable until 5 days ago. I have five holes in 5 days. It's like it's a bunny restaurant, my yard, right?
Well,
now.
Well, you can eat, first of all, you can eat rabbits, so you're not doing anything in
your What are you going to do to the bunnies?
No, that's a shovel situation.
Was that what you're going to whack it with a shovel?
One of their bunnies, their babies, but the rabbits are. I mean, I thought, you know, seriously, I thought we had raccoons.
So you're calling pest control?
You can't. There's nothing to do, I'm finding out.
Really?
I told you
about that squirrel that was stuck in that. My friend had
no issues. No issues with the
apartment. At the batting cage.
My old apartment had rats.
They decapitate that son bitch.
Mm-hmm.
They say you can trap them.
No, this was dead.
Oh.
It'd been trapped in the netting.
Oh.
But to get it out, you had to chop its head off. Chick.
You sound like the type of guy to do it.
I didn't do it.
Oh. Okay, well. Anyways, yeah. Stick with your apartment, Ty. It's a lot easier.
All right, Ty. Don't listen to him.
I don't know. I lived in Billerica. There was weird animals out there.
There's weird animals everywhere now. And with all the building going on, everywhere.
Everyone's got mice.
Rats. Forget mice. Rats.
Yeah. If you go over that overpass, there's a lot of rats.
Oh.
They tend to congregate around there.
Yep, because they all get pushed out, though. They're all living a good life underneath these buildings. And then, lo and behold, everybody's putting new stuff up, and the rats have nowhere to go.
You got
to
kill them.
Yes.
All right, so we will be back with more real estate talk in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help MA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Toot.org.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich. The real nightmare. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Ty Anderson in from 98.5 The Sports Hub.com, where he covers the Patriots, Billy Jaffe in from Nesson and the NHL Network. Let's go to Paulie. Paulie, go ahead.
Hey, just perfect timing, Fred. But I love listening to you. So you get a naturally dry sense of humor sometimes floors me.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I want to tell you that right off the bat. Billy, this is where you've been hiding out. I haven't been able to talk to you on the air all year. I think it was once I caught you. A couple of important points to make. Number one, next man up on the defense. You're looking more from your forward group than you want on shoulder man. Not a good idea. Six defensemen, 12 forwards. You got to change the lineup. Back us to the third line. Tynan Sitz. He's been a passenger. I bring in Carson Coleman, who's an explosive forward. You know what he can do, Billy. I get him out, find him open in his own zone, to the neutral zone. So I'm going to find an open spot, get his feet moving. I make that part of the game. When I get him the puck, I tell him, make something happen. Because he's a kid that can carry to move back up that defense, get it around him. He's hot on the puck. He's tough to play against. He's explosive offensively. I would make that move. What do you think?
Well, Wait, he said the He said make the move. Coleman in.
Heinen out.
Heinen out. He said Heinen.
What? Okay. And Backus down.
Why?
Backus to the third line.
Why are people so eager to get Heinen out of the lineup?
Because he's not a. You don't notice a lot of the stuff he does. He doesn't. He's not the guy that is makes a heavy impression on you. And that because he's not gonna. He doesn't throttle anybody, right? When Backus makes that type of hit, he's a big man. He's a big, forceful man. So he might only play 10, 11 minutes, but he'll make a. You know, he had six hits, I think, the other night, right?
He did, yeah.
So you see that. You can visualize that. Heinen's the guy that will not have the puck on his stick as much. He's not. He's fast, actually, but he's not speedy. He doesn't make that, oh my God, impression on you. Yet the coaching staff and his teammates know what he does, but that doesn't seem to play well. An awful lot, He's the type of guy that just kind of there. I don't disagree.
Is that fair? I mean, you're not exactly describing him with glowing.
No, what I'm saying for the eye out there
jabronis like the regular folks.
Well, I'm just saying that they're saying they he does a lot of subtle things that fans just say I don't. What does he do? When he's on, when he played with Bergeron and Marchand, do you have 20 points in 21 games during the regular season? At one point, there was some stretch where he was going. He's got a heavy dose of skill, but when he's put in the third line match or third line role, which is really where he's best suited for in the sense for an 82 game or a playoff type run, he's doing more of the I'm going to be that defensive guy, I'm going to help out. I'm going to move pucks to a certain area. I'd still, the other night I was yelling at him to shoot, through the TV. I'm like, shoot when you're holding on.
Every time
I've
watched the game with you, you've always been yelling shoot.
Oh, well, It's what we do.
But my point is more, why would you strip away from one of your lines that's actually clicking right now? That line has been good.
Because, again, he does. I absolutely agree. And that becomes the last point because Charlie Coyle has the puck on his stick an awful lot. Marcus Johansson, you could argue, has been their best forward game in, game out, right?
Yep. Krug's been their best player, and then
Krug's been outstanding. Well, Rask has been spectacular. Krug has been, since the second round, I think Torrey Krug has been magnificent.
Right.
He has been stellar. Carlo, for the most part, has been great. He hasn't been as aggressive. It was great to see him jump in the other night.
Be more physical, yeah.
To me, you see those other two guys on the third line, and then they're like, well, who's with him? Heinen, it's also his personality. The guy's just, he's simple. He's real simple. He's not vociferous. He's not boisterous. He's just simple. He's just got that voice. And so people want,
Lenny from In Mice and Men.
I hadn't thought about that. Okay.
He's just a simple guy.
Simple guy. So I don't want that third line change. I don't disagree that Carson Coleman wouldn't be an option. If you elect to go 6D, put one of those young, either Kampfer or Vaakanainen or Lauzon in, and you want to make a little change, it brings you a little different speed. As I like to say about Coolman, he hunts pucks. That's what he does. He hunts the play, and he's done a nice job of that when he's been asked.
All right, Billy Jaffe from Nesson, also from the NHL Network. You can watch in between periods. Nesson doing big numbers, Billy's saying.
And Facebook stuff. Yeah.
The Facebook Live.
Pre and post, full hour each night.
All right, so Billy Jaffe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And good luck with those rabbits. You got to kill them sons of bitches.
I'm getting texts about that.
I have multiple people who have tweeted me and have solutions to your problem.
Yeah, you do.
It's called It's called a 35. I don't even know if that's kind of a gun. All right, no commercials here, just that.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilvereyFoundation.org for more information.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.